Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm so grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I appreciate the support. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link. It's in the description below. In this one, I want to speak to you guys about something that I've been thinking about that I think applies to a lot of INFJs. I've noticed at least a lot of introverts will be saying this particular thing, and I've noticed a lot of memes about it online, so I think it's pretty pervasive, this idea within the introvert community or within INFJs in general. And it's the idea that we really don't like open-ended questions. Now, I think this is something that you kind of develop a sense for as you get older and perhaps a little bit wiser. I don't know if that's true or not. In the beginning, when I was younger, I didn't really care that much about it. You know, people used to ask me open-ended questions all the time, and I'd be like, all right, cool. I guess what happens is that people are just lazy and they don't want to be specific about their question, or perhaps they just want to throw a question out there and let your mind coagulate through it, or like create some kind of permutation combination and regurgitate an answer, right? And so a lot of times I just thought it was okay and it's fine. But I think I think non-specific questions, like open-ended questions, I think they're very similar to small talk. I think basically the idea that people are lazy, they don't want to think, they don't want to put effort into their mental capacities. They just want to be lazy about their thinking or lazy about the conversation. And so they'll just throw out this open-ended question. And mainly the most common question that we get, and I've been asked this question many times, and it just really irks me. I'm actually surprised at how many things irk me. But anyways, the question is, what are you thinking about right now? And it's funny because I'm sitting there thinking, oh my goodness, why is that? Why? How is that an all right thing? How is it all right for someone to go and ask such a private question or to ask such a question about someone's mental processes? I mean, the reason, or one of the main reasons I love being a human being is that I have this brain and I can have all these thoughts within it and all these quirky, random, sexual, whatever thoughts, right? Like really, really weird thoughts. And no one will know unless I show it on my face because it's private. It's in here. It's in this cage here, in this skull. And no one can get at it, unless we get into the future and they put chips into us or something, right? But mostly my thoughts are private and myself, and that's the only place I can be on my own. Unless I go to my cave. And so I'm out in public and I'm thinking my private awesome thoughts, and you're like, well, what are you thinking about? And I'm thinking to myself, if I wanted to let you know, I would let you know, but I don't, and therefore I haven't yet. Now, of course, I'm being a little bit cruel with this, a little bit too critical, but the idea is that if you were really interested in what was going on, I mean, first of all, you would try to understand me a little bit more. So you'd be like, well, I know that she loves manga, so maybe she's thinking about a manga. And so I really would like people to be like, all right, I'm gonna put a little bit more effort into this and I'm gonna ask a specific question, right? Now, I'm not saying this applies every single time. Sometimes my girlfriends, one of my really good girlfriend who's an extrovert, she look at an expression on my face and suddenly I'll just start smiling. And I do that, I'll have a thought in my head and I'll think, wow, I'm so funny. Oh my goodness. But I don't know if everyone else will think it's funny. So I don't share that thought because I'm like, I'm really funny, but I don't know if everyone's gonna be laughing at this joke. So I'll just laugh to myself. And she always notices it and she's like, what are you thinking about? What's so funny? Tell me. And in that, it's okay. She's noticed something about me, something changed in me, some demeanor, and sometimes I make a face and she's like, well, what was that face about? What were you just thinking? And so that's okay with me. I'm not saying that that's a problem, obviously. But in a lot of dates that I've gone to, in a lot of new conversations, in a lot of new settings, like new group settings, things like that, I'll be sitting there and the person's looking at me and they're like, you don't talk a lot, do you? What are you thinking about right now? What's going on in your head? And I think to myself, you just answered your own question. I don't talk a lot. I don't want to share my thoughts with you. If I wanted to, I would have. But of course, I don't want to be cruel about it. I don't want to be mean about it. But I do in my head think, I wish people could be just a little bit more specific about their question. I'm not saying that, interrogate us, be like, all right, so yeah, where did you grow up? Where are you coming from? What are you doing with your life? What's your life purpose? Things like that. But just be a little bit more cognizant and a little bit more intuitive in the way you ask your question. Now, of course, not everyone has intuition. So, of course, that's also I'm being a little bit too harsh and critical. But in general, there is a possibility for everyone to ask a few more specific questions rather than just throwing out open-ended random questions like that. Because to me, it's a sign of major mental laziness. And as soon as someone's being mentally lazy, I switch off. I kind of turn off on them. It's not a turn on. It's not a turn on at all. I get turned off by them. I feel like, if they're gonna be mentally lazy about this, and this is such an easy situation to be in, what else are they being mentally lazy about? What else are they being lazy about in general? How does it work? I don't know. And so I start feeling all these doubts about this person. As I said, I'm trying very much not to judge people right off the bat like that. But these few things that they do, these little things that people do really, as I said, irk me and then make me judge them and make me or force me to put them into a category. And I really don't like doing that. I really, really don't, right? And so I will try to give people usually one or two more chances. But in general, I've noticed that even if I give them that extra chance, they end up doing the same thing. They just don't want to ask. Perhaps actually it's that they don't really care. And I think that's actually very true as well, is that people are not really interested in hearing your opinion or your thoughts. Basically, just putting out that question so that they open up the conversation so then you can ask them a question and they can get to talk about themselves. And so a lot of times what I'll do is I'll just kind of give them a non-committal answer, you know, something like, oh, I was just thinking about how beautiful it is, or how I love Chiang Mai, or how the sunshine is so warm today. And then I will kind of put it back into their court and they'll be like, so what are you thinking about? And, you know, what's going on with you nowadays? And then that starts the flow and they keep on talking and I'm sitting there listening and being there for that person. And perhaps that's the basic idea of this. You know, they're asking open-ended questions again because they don't really care about the answer, because they're like, well, if they really wanted a specific answer, they would ask a specific question. Now, perhaps this is also just an INFJ thing. You know, we have these weird quirks about us and we're like, well, if I wanted to know what was going on with you, I would ask you that, you know. My questions are usually, I try as much as possible to ask the question specific to the person, especially if I know them. Now, if I don't know them, then I'm asking specific questions about things that I don't know about them, right? And so, you know, where are you from? What do you do with your days? You know, do you like Chiang Mai? Or what's your favorite place in the world to live in? Or, you know, how long are you going to be here? And, you know, where are you going from here? You know, what did you want to be when you were younger? Things like that. And, you know, I really like asking questions like that because that's what I want to know about. If you ask an open-ended question like that, I feel like you just get all these random answers. And I'm like, well, I don't want to know about that stuff. I want to know about specific things about you. Now, of course, not everyone is the same. Yes, I know that. I know that. And I really want to learn that lesson for myself. And so some people just like open-ended questions because they want to know random things about you that they might not have asked themselves. But it really puts us on the spot as an INFJ, as an introvert in general, because really suddenly I'm frozen. I'm like a deer in the headlights. I'm like, what? Oh, I don't know what to answer. There's so many things I could say. There's a billion things that could come to my mind. There are a billion answers here, especially for an open-ended question. You know, there's 100,000 things I could say. And so suddenly I'm frozen. My conversation skills go out the window and I'm sitting there thinking, I don't know what to say. Should I say this or should I say that? Maybe I could say that. Is that going to make me seem weird? I don't know what to do. And so literally the conversation stalls, right? As I'm getting older, I get a little bit better at it. And I'll just, as I said, answer something random. But I really don't like doing that because then, again, I'm being mentally lazy, right, in that regard. I'm being like, well, I don't know what to answer, so I'm just going to give a stupid answer. I don't want to do that either. And so I really try as much as possible to kind of maintain the flow of conversation so that I'm kind of making it go towards directions that are more specific rather than just random non-committal things, right? And so one of the things, especially this happens to me a lot because a lot of my friends smoke pot. And I'm sitting there and they're kind of in their zone and they're kind of like just meandering through the world in their head and they're asking all these random questions, mostly very open-ended, because they just want to converse, they just want to talk, they just want to connect. And I'm just sitting there thinking, I don't like this. I really don't like it. And so as I said, I try not to hang out with people when they're high too much because it just is not my kind of scene. It is not what I want to do. It's not fun for me. It irks me. It makes me angry. It makes me uncomfortable. And I just want to run away from that situation. Now, if you're dating an INFJ, obviously, and I've given this advice to many non-INFJ or many person who's dating an INFJ, do not ask them open-ended questions. Yeah, it's not going to be fun for them to answer, and it's not going to create that connection that you're looking for from that INFJ. Ask them specific questions. If you love them or you like them, you probably know a few things about them. Ask them questions about that, right? If someone started a conversation with me about death, which I love talking about, or about mangas, which I extremely adore, and so, or something else, you know, something like, you know, YouTube or social media or spirituality. Oh my God, just get me going on that stuff. I will just talk your ear off, and you're gonna be like, well, I shouldn't have asked that question, right? But in general, I do appreciate when someone asks me specific questions about me, about my interests, and also things that I really want to talk about, you know, things like quantum physics, especially if that person knows a lot about it, or about manifesting, you know, things that really interest me, or things that interest them, but specific things, not just random, out there, open-ended questions, yeah? I hope this makes sense. I know that sometimes we can be a little bit too difficult, but I hope that people will still want to be around us. If you guys have any questions, please do comment below. And if you want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link. I shall see you guys in the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.